Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, we continue our series, The Originals, featuring the current elites that fished the very first elite on Lake Amistad back in 2006 as the Elite Series enters its 20th season. This week, Elite Series Pro Dollar Bill Lowen will join us to reminisce about that first ever event. Also today, we have a Rapala Winner Circle with Drew Gregory, who won the first kayak event of the season out at Lake Havasu. And with Lake Okeechobee prominent on the Bass Tournament calendar this season with three major events, who better to talk to about the Big O than Scott Martin, who has lived and won there his entire life. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now we are continuing our series called The Originals. And this, you know, there are nine elite anglers that are currently fishing on the elites right now that fished the very first elite event 20 years ago when it was at Lake Amistad and out of Del Rio, Texas. And one of those was Bill Lowen, a younger Bill Lowen. Of course, we were all younger 20 years ago. He had fished a few opens and then boom, he was a member of the elite crew and fished there at Amistad for that very first one back in March of 2016 or 2006. And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Bill, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, bud. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because the first thing that always strikes me when I think about the battle on the border at Lake Amistad in 2006 is it feels like it was like, I don't know, three seasons ago. You know, I mean, it doesn't feel like 20 years that this will be the 20th year of the elite. So it doesn't feel like it was fully 19 years ago when this tournament happened. It's amazing how fast time flies.
Oh, absolutely. It's like you said, it feels like it was yesterday. I can remember the event like it was yesterday. Yeah, time flies, and yeah, you better enjoy it while you're there.
So what was your thought process? The things were different. They weren't exactly the same. It's amazing how many similarities there are and how consistent the Elite Series has been since then. But, you know, they said wrap those boats, and it's like, what are you talking about? Yeah, wrap them up, make them look like NASCAR cars, and you had co-anglers. And just talk a little bit about that and how things were changing back then. It was the ESPN era. They wanted to make sure that everything looked as professional as possible.
Oh, you know, I think everybody's goal was to make it bigger and better and flashier, and that's exactly what they did. You know, I always joke that growing up on the Ohio River that I see guys with their names on their motors and on their boats. And I said, you know, I ain't never going to have my name on my motor or my boat. And, you know, I just thought it was like a bragging kind of deal. You know what I mean? And then as soon as I qualified for the elites, they're like, hey, you got to wrap your boat. You got to put your name on it. I was like, great, here we go. But yeah, it was an exciting time, especially for me, you know, being 06 was my first year on the elites, and, everything was new and fresh, and I didn't have any expectations. You know, I just went fishing, basically.
Yeah. And then the body of water. I mean, this was not a body of water that, that anybody was really familiar with, right, at Amistad. And you get down there and just talk a little bit about that and breaking down that body of water. You did finish in the top 40. You made a check there as well. But just had you ever seen that place before?
I'd never seen Amistad before, and I got a really cool story about that event. But anyway, basically when I left home to start for the elites, I just told my wife, I said, hey, look, I'm just going to go fish my style. If it doesn't work, I don't deserve to be there, right? So my first year, first professional event of my career, Lake Amistad, you know, I'm fishing my style, swimming a jig, and they were really eating it really good. I believe the first day of that event, I had 20-something-ish pounds, you know, 23, 24. I don't remember what that exact number is. But at that point in my career, it was the biggest I've ever weighed in. And I thought that I was big time at that point until I weighed in the first day. And I remember having mid-20s, high-20s. I don't remember exactly what that number is, but being at like in like 28th place at the end of the day after the first event, or after the first day. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to catch them better than I have been. But anyway, I spent that whole event fishing a swim jig, you know, in the bushes, my style. And what really stands out to me is Rick Klund was in that area, and there was a couple other guys. But I distinctly remember after that event was over, Rick Klund walking up to me in the parking lot, wanting to know what I was doing because he was fishing around me and watching me catch him. And basically, I told him I was swimming a jig, and he said, I got a few questions I'd like to ask you if you don't mind. And Rick Klund went into the Rick Klund that he is, that we all love. And he basically asked me everything I knew about swim jig fishing, and I spilled my guts. You know what I mean? From line to jig to color to retrieve to everything. And he basically said, thanks, and walked away. And I was like, I can't believe that I just give all my information to Rick Klund.
Well, he finished right in front of you in that deal.
Well, I was like, I was starstruck at that point. You know what I mean? That Rick Klund was even talking to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So if I take anything away from that event, that's what it was. You know what I mean? And yeah, like I said, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Well, it was funny, but yeah, because Denny Brower was right in front of Rick Klund. It was Denny, Rick, and then you, and I don't want to make you feel old, Stephen Browning finished right behind you. So the guy that finished right in front of you just retired, Rick Klund, and the guy who finished right behind you, his kid is on the Elite Series now. So yeah, I don't got to make you feel like an old man. I'm just saying, Bill, thanks for stubborn things. You know.
I'm starting to feel old. Thanks.
you stayed with the Elites. You have been there every single year since then. You know, a couple of other guys had disappeared for a little while, took that little vacation, and then fought their way back to get back and be on the Elites. But talk about other changes that happened for you, you know, over the years, the elimination of the co-angler, and then also the sponsor, you know, changes and so on, because you were running fiberglass back then. For the last 7, 8, 9 years, you've been running an Express aluminum boat now. But just talk about the differences that went on in your career during this 19, 20-year stretch.
You know, I've seen the good. I've seen the bad. I've seen a lot of changes. You mentioned something about co-anglers. You know, I always really liked the co-anglers. I never had a single issues with co-anglers. Actually, my co-anglers always did really good because I always give them the ability to fish and catch them, which probably in the long run, looking back on it now, probably may have hurt me a little bit, you know, because like I said, my co-anglers always did really well. You know, nowadays we don't have co-anglers anymore. We have marshals. That's a really good thing as well. You know, kind of lets us do what we want to do and don't have to worry about that guy in the back of the boat or, you know, what they call front end ending. So we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Right.
And like you said, we've seen so many changes. We went through the split, you know, with Bass and MLF and, you know, I got an invitation to go to MLF, but my heart and soul had always been with Bass and wanting to fish that Bassmaster Classic. So I listened to my heart, stayed with Bass, and thank God every day for that, you know, cause that's where I always wanted to be. I always wanted to be on that classic stage. And, we've made a pretty good career so far, but you know, like you said, this is going into our 20th year, and it's been good, you know, like you said, but there's been a lot of changes. You know, you mentioned, I used to run fiberglass back in the day. I'm running an Express aluminum boat. Been running that for about 8 years now, been with Yamaha my whole career. But you know, we talk about that boat all the time, and angler styles of fishing. You know, I'm predominantly known as that shallow water guy. And that express boat just fits me to the T. You know what I mean? Lets me go as far as I used to go in a glass boat, but lets me go further now. Don't have to worry about scratches and things like that. Heck, if I do anything to that express boat, we just shoot a little paint on it. You know what I mean? It might have a dent in it, but that don't affect the performance. So yeah, been a lot of changes. Like I said, I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. Just looking forward to getting the year started and, getting out of this hole I've kind of been in the last couple of years. You know, I've kind of been in a slump, trying to figure out how to get out of it.
Yeah, and by the way, I noticed that when the EQ schedule came out this week, going back to Pickwick, you won at Pickwick. Could you see yourself jumping in those three EQs, not only for the money, you're fishing for $75,000 first place, but also, you know, the opportunity, if you didn't make the Classic yet, the opportunity to make the Classic and, you know, and make a few more bucks?
Yeah, you know, I think we'll look at that as the year gets closer to that and see if we can be able to pull that off. I'd love to see us have more fall events. You know, yeah. I think even as a fan, viewers, I think they'd love to see fall events as well. To me, fall, that early fall is one of the toughest times to fish, and I think when we showcase that like we did a few years ago in the COVID times, the fans really, really enjoyed that. You know, yeah, the weights are lower, but teaches guys how to fish and grind out and catch limits. And, you know, sometimes it's not about catching the biggest fish in the lake, but figuring out how to get a bite. And I think some fall events would definitely showcase that.
Bill Lowen has been our guest. Bill, we appreciate you so much. Looking forward to a big year this year. Nice bounce back year for you. And we'll see you out there on the trail.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Bill Lowen, and man, his win at Pickwick a few years ago was so exciting. It was really something. It taught a lot of us who live in the Tennessee River area a lot about Pickwick as well. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, the Rapala Winner's Circle. Drew Gregory won the first bass event of the year, and it was a kayak deal out on Lake Havasu. We'll do that next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the first Rapala Winter Circle of the season. And that's right, the very first tournament of the season was the Newport Bassmaster Kayak Series at Lake Havasu, presented by Native Watercraft. And it was won, like these things often are, it seems like, by Drew Gregory out of Kent, Ohio. He went to Lake Havasu and got the victory, and he joins us once again in the winner's circle. Drew, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Super, super blessed. Man, I can't believe I'm talking to Tom Abraham again. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, if you're in a Rapala winner circle, I suppose that's a pretty positive thing. You pocketed $7,000 for this deal. And I suppose Lake Havasu is a pretty good place to spend a week at, you know, when you live in Kent, Ohio, and we've had this Arctic blast wearing us all out. Yeah. All over the country. It doesn't suck to be in Arizona on a California border there for a while.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Can't deny that was part of the reasoning for making this trek out there. But, you know, I felt for the wife and kids. They had to stay back home and they were sick and not feeling good. But I had to figure out a way to get to this event and had to fly out there to make it happen. So it's kind of a crazy story, and somehow flew back on Frontier with a blue trophy, which is cool. Not something I guess everyone can, you know, anyway, I don't know if that's even been done before. It's just kind of a weird, wild story to be able to fly out to a tournament and then fly back with a trophy and then have the pilot announce, when we landed, you know, congrats to Drew Gregory winning the, you know, Bassmaster Kayak Series on Lake Havasu, and all the plane, you know, cheers for you. That was just something I'm never, ever going to forget. It was incredible.
Now, how does this work when you're doing that? Yeah, how does the kayak get out there and all your equipment and everything else?
So you can do a couple ways. You know, I could have easily borrowed or rented a kayak and all the stuff. And we, you know, the kayak fishing community's very, very so just welcoming, and they will, you know, share anything they have. So I had people that were willing to, you know, hey, I got extra kayak, I'll bring it. I got extra motor, extra Torquedo that, you know, I run Team Torquedo. So they mm-hmm. wanted to make sure I had even the right brand of stuff. Right. So, you know, and I didn't end up needing that because, a great angler in our sport, Joe McElroy, who finished, I think, second in the Bassmaster Kayak Series Championship on Possum Kingdom Lake. When I was fourth out there, we were on stage, and he actually donated all of his winnings to, you know, Jason Barofka's son, JT, right there mm-hmm. on stage. Wow. It was incredible. And so he was dealing with, a rare illness or disease that only like 100 people in the world have. And so he's just one of the best guys in the sport. And we was coming from Alabama, driving all the way out to Arizona. He said he would take my stuff for me.
Nice.
But I had to get it to him, obviously. And I'm in Ohio. So, you know, we head down to Georgia for Christmas every year, which is obviously next to Alabama. So the plan was to get it to him, get all my stuff there, all my gear, my batteries, my motor, and rods, reels, everything to him. But wife got sick on the way down, and we were in a Holiday Inn Express for 3 days because she was so sick and never made it to Georgia. But I still had to take one day just to drive and meet him in Kentucky. He actually has a cabin on right below Lake Barkley Dam, and he has a cabin there, a hunt camp. And he was there. He just was also in Kentucky there. It was 3 hours and 45 minutes, so I grabbed my daughter and left my son with my wife sick in the hotel and to take care of her. And he's six, and I grabbed my 3-year-old and went for a little road trip and dropped off all the stuff to Joe about, I think, December 29th. And then from that point forward, he had it. And I met him out there. And eventually when we flew in on, I guess it was a late Wednesday night, and arrived around 3 a.m. on, you know, Thursday morning early. So had, you know, one day of practice on the water, because it took us a whole day to kind of get things settled and figured out. And I say we, my buddy Jake Cook, took me up on an offer to come fly out there with me. He lives up here in Northeast Ohio too. So it was a fun adventure, man. It was just wild and crazy getting it done in one day of practice and then somehow pulling it off. I can't believe it. I'm still feels like I'm dreaming.
How have you ever fished Lake Havasu before? You know, that's a big body of water, obviously Colorado River, right on the border mm-hmm. between Arizona and California. Did you have experience out there? So you had some place to start?
No, I didn't really have experience on that body of water, but I have fished the Colorado River in Yuma, like north of Yuma. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's similar. It's the same river system. At least I've been on the water before. It was like about 8 or 9 years ago. But, you know, I was catching largemouth and tules, you know, on the bank, and this was smallmouth that I was targeting here up the river. So I didn't have experience there, but I've always told people on different podcasts and stuff that interviews I've done, you know, a bass is a bass is a bass, and especially a river bass is a bass is a bass. They still mm-hmm. do all the same things. You know, they're not, I've even fished down in the Amazon. I fished all over the country and down in the Amazon, fish still set up in the same places. You know, they're not, you know, there's peacocks, but right. you know, other, you know, predators, catfish and arowana and different things like that. They all set up in the same, you know, same way in rivers to ambush. And so anyway, I just took that knowledge of river fish, and I focused only on this most blah, ugly looking section of that river as you can find, because everything else is absolutely gorgeous. But this was going through a valley. It was a pure straightaway for about 12, 13 miles. No logs falling in the water. You know, you're in the desert, just mm-hmm. sand and riprap bank. And I just wanted that section because I figured if I found any fish there, like hardly any other anglers were probably going to fish it, because the lake looks so much more scenic and better. And the gorge that leads, you know, the north part of the lake there is just one of the prettiest places on the planet. So I figured most people would probably spend their time there. So, and I just found the fish, school of 15 smallmouth. That was where I got most of my fish from. Just kind of swam a Z-Man Gobius on 8-pound test straight braid, you know, wow. SX1 Sunline. And just swam through them and got them fired up, caught four out of that school in day one. And then day two only caught one out of the school, but I at least had found some other fish and marked some other fish that was able to, you know, just pull a limit together. And a limit was huge in this tournament. If you look at the standings, only six people caught a limit both days. And you're thinking, that's insane. Well, it was pretty darn cold for the desert there. And, you know, we had really good local hammers and people and former Bassmaster, you know, boat side anglers were in the event. And just, there were some good sticks. It was just tough fishing for everybody. And I caught my last fish, my fifth one, with 20 minutes to spare. So it was really incredible story, because I lost the winning fish twice earlier in the day. And I just thought, maybe this isn't going to be my day. But with 20 minutes to go, I did catch one on a Z-Man cross-size power finesse jig with a pro crawls on the back. And a little stained water was coming in from a little, you know, it's like a sand dredge sort of pond off the river. Kind of made a little milky mud line. So I caught one there, and the rest is history. That 14 and a quarter inch squeaker was the difference. And it was the biggest, smallest fish I've ever caught.
165.25 inches, only winning this thing by 2.25 inches over Cayman Rasmussen out of Utah, and that's 10 fish, so that's averaging 16 and a half inches or so per fish. So it wasn't a big fish event that way. And for folks that don't know the kayak series and how this works, you guys are able to trailer to wherever it is that you're going to fish. So how much you know, water did you cover in the water once you put in near your fishing area? How far would you typically go while you're on the water in the kayak?
I mean, I kind of leave it. It's kind of weird. I'm willing to go pretty far. If I know fish are there, I'll go a lot further than most people will.
Yeah,
it's a gamble. You lose definitely fishing time, which is important, but I'm never going to take that gamble unless I'm pretty confident in where I'm going and wasting that much time. But on this tournament, I was probably, you know, 6 miles, 6.5 miles upstream from where I put in.
Wow.
And then, you know, float fish back down. You know, on day one, after I had a limit, I left that school alone. I was, you know, this isn't the first time I obviously have done this. I was like, hey, I was in first place because the leaderboard's live through Tourney X. And, you know, I knew that limit was critical. So ended up just going down and exploring the gorge. I went downstream. It was upstream about 5 miles, maybe 5.5, and then went down to the interstate, went downstream into that gorge I was telling you about that's scenic, because I didn't have a chance to, you know, pre-fish and explore it. And I wanted to see what I had for day two, if there was anything worth fishing down there. And I went down 5 miles and then back up 5 miles. So I actually covered about 20-something miles that day in my kayak just to explore and look around. So you can definitely cover water with these, you know, Torquedos. And obviously Newport Vessels is the headline sponsor for the Bassmaster Kayak Series. So motors like that, yeah, you can cover some water fast, because my Crescent Kayak Trolley that I use goes about 7 miles an hour almost.
Well, True Gregory with us here. And you don't think a smallmouth that far south in terms of, you know, it's longitudinal line there, but I didn't realize they had smallmouth over there. I didn't know that that's what you guys would be chasing.
Yeah, I don't think they're native there, but they've been in there for long enough, and I can't remember how they got in there, if it was the state fisheries department or not, because back in the day, before we knew better, we were putting, you know, moving black bass around.
Right.
And now we know the problems that can cause with the Alabama bass, and which people still call them spotted bass. They get confused. But anyway, yeah, they're there, and they're in the desert. They're and they're healthy, and they're big. I saw big ones. I mean, I saw 19, 20-inch fish. Those, you're looking at 4 and 5 pounders. I saw them that big in the water. Those were loners. They would never really eat. They were alone. They were isolated. And you just could not get those suckers to eat anything. So, yeah, desert smallmouth is a fun fish to catch, and it's a bucket list place. If you've never been to Havasu or Lake Mojave, that whole section, or even below Havasu, all the way down to Yuma, definitely recommend it.
Yeah, that's cool stuff. And you were running LiveScope. I mean, I think guys know that, or forward-facing sonar. I'm not sure what brand you use, but even with the kayaks, you have that opportunity, I would imagine, right?
Well, yeah, most people do. I don't use any electronics, never have. But
really?
I just go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I don't use. I just go old school, man. Go old school up the rivers,
nice.
Creeks, backwaters, shallow water. I'm kind of, people call me the John Cox of kayak fishing, and that's pretty fitting because I fish very similar to John Cox, and he really doesn't use a lot of his electronics.
Right.
I mean, that's like LiveScope and stuff. He kind of just, you know, does it old school. So
nice.
That's kind of my MO, and I just stick with it instead of, you know, trying to learn something new. I'm like, why would I do that when it's still working? You know, it's my,
well, yeah.
Fortunately, this is my fifth win with Bassmaster, and I think maybe Russ has two. So I'm like, why am I going to change? Right, it's working. So kayaks are fortunate. We can still get to a lot of the water, the shallow water, the rivers, the creeks that, you know, fit my style. And bass boats a little harder to get in some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So now I'm competing against other anglers who also know about those places. They're not, it's like some secret spot. I mean, we all know, you know, we can get there in our kayaks, but I just designed this kayak with Crescent, you know, the Scholey, to really excel in those kind of fisheries and those kind of waters. And obviously it certainly has, combined with the, you know, I'm getting old, Tom. So I'm getting old, man.
You're a kid still, 45 years old. Well, congrats on the win. Drew Gregory has been our guest. Drew, we appreciate you, and have a great rest of the season.
All right. Appreciate it, Tom.
All right. There you go. Drew Gregory getting in there. And our first Rival Winner Circle of the season is with Drew Gregory, who won that kayak series event at Lake Havasu. All right. We'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now it's Staples. Find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we said in our feature interview today, we are talking to the great Scott Martin. And let me just say this, full disclosure. When I started tournament fishing in the mid-80s or so, some of the first fishing I did down in Florida was out of the old Roland Martin Marina. I actually fished with Basil Bacon one time at a guide trip on Okeechobee. Now, that's old school, man. That's old school back in the early 80s. And with Okeechobee all over the Bassmaster schedule this year, I thought, who better to talk to than Scott Martin? He joins us now on the VMC. Yeah. Scott, welcome in, man. How are you?
Appreciate it very much. I'm great. Yeah, it's I'm sitting here. It's been about 5 days of horrific weather and wind. You know, I think it's cold. I had to put a pair of socks on today, which I had took me a minute to find. Yeah. But I do look around and I go, as bad as it is, and, you know, I can't really fish right now because the weather, it's better than everywhere else in the country. So we still have the best weather, and I think they're calling for 14 days of above average temperatures starting this Sunday. And so it's going to go off. So right now, for a fact, if you are cabin fever and you are snowed in and you're sick and tired of this crazy weather, you 100% need to come to Lake Okeechobee for the next 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, and fish, because they are going to go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been brutal, Brownie. Of course, earlier in the week, they had to cancel day one at Clark's Hill of the Open there. They had to cancel even at the Harris Chain. They had to cancel day one of the college deal there at the Harris Chain as well because of the weather. But, I sent Hank Walden a text, note to Hank, start the Opens in South Florida. You know, they'll be running around trying to do that at Clark's Hill. But one of the things I noticed about the lake, and I've been fond of this lake, you know, for 40 years. It's just such a wonderful place, and it has all these ups and downs and so on. But I went to the anglersforlakeo.org, which is an organization you're very involved in that is outstanding. I noticed the lake level is in the 14-foot range again, which I think is the preferred number. I think it was around 16 or so last year when you slayed them in that open, but 16 feet is too much. Talk to me about the health of the lake and who'd you convince to get it down to 14 and change?
Well, that's a whole conversation. We'll need an hour-long interview to go over the whole lake, but I'll try to summarize it as quick as I can. You know, we have an abundance of water here in Florida due to the hurricanes and tropical storms that we keep getting, and so they've had a real problem on how to move water. So the old guard was treating like Okeechobee as a reservoir, just to hold water. So it they didn't have to pump it all over the place. They would hold it in the lake, and they were holding it in the lake too long. And so a high lake for too long ends up smothering out a lot of the vegetation, and it does a lot of damage to the habitat, you know, in the lake, grass, et cetera. So, you know, I've been fighting for years to, you know, get them to understand how important vegetation is and habitat is to this lake, not only for the fishing, but for the fish, but for the water clarity and the water quality. And so, you know, about a year and a half ago, I guess we finally drove people nuts enough with it that they started recognizing what we were saying. And that's the biggest thing that's happened, is that they finally have admitted and recognized and validated what we've been saying about the lake needing vegetation to be healthy. And so with that, they are making an attempt this year to what they call recovery mode, which is in the bylaws of the water schedule, if they feel like the lake, the environmental envelope of the lake is not doing that great, they can put the lake in recovery mode, which then kind of takes all the rules out of the equation in regards to how high they should keep it, et cetera. So now the whole goal is to focus on getting vegetation and habitat back in the lake with this drawdown. It's not going to be a tremendous drawdown, but it will hopefully get down in the 12-foot range by March or April.
Wow.
I think their target is May. But we need to keep it low for at least a season if we can to let that grass really regenerate. So I'm hopeful that we can get it that to that level, and I'm also hopeful that we can have a kind of a dry summer and maybe avoid some direct hits from hurricanes. And this vegetation will come back. It's the beautiful thing about Lake Okeechobee is that it rebounds faster than just about any lake in the country. The fish are still there, but, you know, it's just the habitat and the water quality and the, you know, it makes it a little tougher to find them. But I should say, when you do find them, you saw what happened last year. When you do find them, that's what you can catch.
Scott Martin with us here. Let's talk a little bit about what the lake will be like. You know, the college kids will be there next week, and then you guys with the elites will be there at the end of February. And first of all, talk about going out of Okeechobee City versus going out of Clewiston. Okeechobee City, for those that don't know, is right at the north end of the lake. Clewiston is down at the southwest corner of the lake.
Yeah.
But it seems to, fine. I mean, are people all going to run to Herney Pond anyway? I mean, are they going to hit their usual spots? It really doesn't matter, right, where you go in much?
Yeah, I mean, look, Clewiston's a great place to base out of for a lot of reasons, whether you're coming down to just go on vacation or whether you're going for a tournament, because you're right here in the middle. The southwest side is considered kind of the middle way of the lake, meaning I can run down south to the southern end of the lake, which is, you know, one of the top producing places, and I can easily run to the north end. The beautiful thing about Clewiston is you have the Rim Canal that you can traverse.
Yeah.
In the event you have a lot of wind and bad weather, you can navigate in the Rim Canal safely to go north or south, and you don't have that ability from the north end of the lake. So if you get a tremendous hard south wind, you know, it can make running really a mess. But, you know, it's fine. For me, it's fine. I'll still stay at my house, and I'll drive up, you know, to the blast-off every morning. It's about a 45-minute drive. And it's a good time for me to kind of reflect, get a game plan for the day, take it all in, and I don't mind the drive at all. So we'll all stay here. I've got Matt and Scott staying here at the house as well, Canterbury. So we're all based out of Clewiston, and it'll be a great week.
Yeah, it should be a great week. Now, how different will the lake be in November when we go back for the final EQ of the season? What kind of a lake will they find then, as opposed to what you guys will fish in late February?
Yeah, it's a lot different. You know, this lake changes a lot. And, you know, for example, I hadn't even been on the lake that much, to be honest with you, over the last couple months. I usually try to get on the lake into December and January to kind of relearn the lake. And what I mean by that is every year, when it depends on the water levels. When the water levels are 14, fish get certain places. When the water level is 15, they utilize other places. And when it's 16, et cetera. So, you know, I have to kind of go out and reevaluate some things. I'm going to spend a couple days this weekend, which will be my last couple days, you know, pre-fishing, to just kind of get a scope of what the lake looks like habitat-wise. And then, you know, in November, it will be totally different than it is in February typically. And it's hard to say exactly how good the fishing will be because it's all based on water level. You know, we get hurricane season, it ends sometime in November. So, you know, we've had Halloween storms before. So it just depends. If we get two or three direct hits from hurricanes, the water levels could be, you know, 16, 17 feet. That could be the highest that they will be all year. But I'm hopeful. You know, I'm optimistic. I've got my fingers crossed. We've been laying some hands on the lake. Hopefully, she'll rebound well, and we'll get avoid some direct hit from the hurricanes. But that time of the year, you know, it's not a spawn thing. Even though some fish are getting close to thinking about it, it's a bait fish thing. It's, you know, it's your spinner baits, your swim jigs, your top waters. You know, the water's coming up or usually, you know, at maximum level at that point. And so a lot of the fish are kind of schooled up. You know, they're not spread out yet. It's an interesting time of the year because you could go along fishing and fishing and fishing, and it looks great. You're like, man, I'm not getting bit. And then all of a sudden, you catch one, and you could catch 20 fish off one cattail clump.
Yeah.
One. And that's the only place you'll catch them. Like, that's the only clump in the whole bay. and they're like a giant wad of fish right there. It happens. That's how you, it's a strange time of the year to fish. So it's going to throw people off big time that has fished here over the years, you know, in your traditional times, like January, February, March.
And I remember last year, I fished that open last year that you won. And I mean, there was just so many boats in Harney Pond and everybody was on top of each other. I actually went through the Lakeport Lock up north there and into the little community areas. I caught a couple of five pounders. I had a couple of fives, you know, up there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, just off of the Rim Canal up at that area too. So, you know, it's really, it really is interesting. All right, before I let you go, I need to get your thoughts on, you know, the new 55-inch screen rule. I know you were running six Garmin units last year. I'm new to Garmin this year. I'm very, very excited to get out there and start really playing around with my my units as well. I'll have two on the cockpit and two on the bow. But talk about how you're going to set up this year with this 55-inch rule.
Yeah, it's not going to change a whole lot, to be honest with you. You know, I put six units on my boat last year at the end of the season for that last event just because I was going to try to take advantage of some idling and graphing at the same time, but I didn't really see a big advantage to that, to be honest with you. But what I'll have on my boat this year with 55 inches is I'll have two 12s, a 10, and a 16. If you do the math on that, I think that works out. So 26 and 24.
You're good there. And I understand that
We're going to do that. And I have a 16-inch on the front of my boat.
Right.
And what I've done is I'm running the it used to be an 8616, but Garmin has a new one out. So for everybody that loves the 8616, which is an unbelievable unit, but it's more for unit was initially built for your bigger saltwater boats. But they did come out with a 1642, I think is the number, 1642. And it's a couple $1,000 or $1,500 cheaper. Same unit, basically. They've just taken out a few of the big boat features that you don't need if you're just going to use it for live scope. So that's the one I'll be running on the front of my boat this year. So 1642 or 48, whatever it's called, on the front. And I've run that one separate. I don't have that one networked into my other system. I have it just wired direct.
Yeah, same as
I did that way.
Too.
It's a standalone, you know, unit that's just ready to go. Now I also got them on the Beatdown outdoor mounts, which is great. And I tell you what I did, Tom. You know, I love saltwater fishing, so I have a Skeeter 25-foot bay boat, and I've got the Garmin Kraken trolling motor on there now. You know, it's the saltwater Garmin trolling motor, and first time I'd had a chance to put it on this recently. And I put it on, and we went tarpon fishing. And with that Kraken trolling motor, you can run the live scope wires internally through the shaft of the trolling motor, and it has a very, very ingenious way to hook the transducer to the foot or to the motor.
Right.
And so basically, I've got a beautiful live scope picture on my bay boat now. And I took that Beatdown outdoor mount that I have. It's called the little shorty. It's that little pole you see on the front of my boat.
Yeah.
That I can swivel my units around or make them taller if I want. I put one of those bases, the shorty base, on the front of my bay boat, which is a very small, you know, very clean look. You know, it's not big and overpowering. And put it on the front. So now I can just, what's beautiful is I can go to my bass boat right now and in 30 seconds slide my 16-inch unit off and go right to my bay boat and slide it on and plug it in.
Wow.
And so I don't have to have two units. It doesn't take me 2 hours to switch brackets. It's beautiful. So that's what, you know, a little shout out to Beatdown on that one, because how awesome is that? Most people would say I need a second unit because I don't want to have to get wrenches out and take a whole bracket system apart every time I want to move a unit.
Yeah, those Beatdown. I fish with some guys that have that on their boats too, and it's just really, really convenient. Scott Martin has been our guest. Scott, we appreciate you so much. I'll see you at the St. John's, I think. I don't know. I'm still waiting for my schedule, but we'll see you somewhere out there, and if not there, by Okeechobee. Good luck this season. Looking forward to a big season out of you this year, and I appreciate you doing this.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That's Scott Martin. Always a pleasure to talk to him. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. The St. Croix Bassmasters Open Series is underway at Clarks Hill Reservoir on the Georgia-South Carolina border, and while the guys nearly needed ice augers to get that one started, Thursday had to be postponed because of treacherous road conditions reminiscent of the 2008 Bassmaster Classic at Lake Hartwell after another winter storm there. This one reached so far south that the first day of the college event on the Harris Chain in Leesburg, Florida, also had to be postponed. Now, we'll have a full report and the winners of those events on the show next week. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.